Yep.
Welcome, thank you for being here. Minutes, need to go over those, don't we?
Yes.
Okay.
So it was on November 10th, 2021. And Brent went over the financial statement. Year to date, we brought in $626,000. And we had $10,000 was added to our cash balance. Our on hand was $308,000. And then we were going to have probably one more deposit by the end of the year, around $60,000. And then we discussed where the checks went from the last meeting. $37,000 went to the snowplow. $21,000 was to oil, $103,000 to the asphalt, $24,000 was salt, $51,000 was striping, and then $7,000 for board member fees. And then we discussed the budget for 2022. And we were going to have, the numbers are pretty much the same. We should have around $700,000 in revenue. And then majority of it will go to capital work, $11,000 on general admission costs, like board member fees, auditing fees. And then the rest will go to minors, such as P.O. Box, bank fees, and wire transfer fees. And then Brent was going to just finalize it at this meeting. And yeah, that was pretty much it.
Any questions?
Motion to approve the minutes.
I have a second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thank you. Financials, do we need to go through something before we do the budget, Brent?
No.
All right, let's jump right to that. So you've got two there. One is next year's budget.
Yep, so
corner.
First one's 2021.
So first one, two page?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's a two page. I didn't figure out how to print on two pages until the second year. So this is just reopening the budget this year to show our total revenues.
What that does is just brings it all into
it, just focus aligns everything up with what really took place. And we did get the final deposit of mineral lease money in November of like $59,000.
Oh, sweet.
So we've got pretty much everything that's going to come in this year.
Okay.
And we spent pretty much everything this year except for those items that Brandon talked about before the meeting, to be a snow plow or plows.
Two snow plows and some miscellaneous parts
for
snow plows.
So those will be added into this as well.
That will be the 22 budget?
No, that'll... You want to take that out of this year,
this
don't
year.
You? So we'll have to add those in. So we're going to get that to me like pretty soon.
Or she emailed them to you.
Oh, like today or something?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet, so.
Yeah, they have like 7 days to pay it.
Oh, is this another wire?
State. Noel, it's for the state. The state surplus. Direct to the state surplus.
Okay.
So we got that figured out where we don't have to go through a second person getting from like Iron Planet or wherever we're getting from. We can get it directly from the state, so it saves us.
Oh, that's good.
Is it a wire or are we just mailing
checks? No, just mailing.
Okay.
Mail or I can take it up there too. I want to pick a machine up.
So I have to do that. Okay.
Maybe that'll be better.
How much was that?
One was $17,000 and one was $23,000.
Well, that's a killer deal.
The one there bought 7 front plows, like the plow itself, and 7 wings, and it was $5,000 for all that. So one front plow was probably $7,565.
Yeah. I could have deal.
So they told me they just go there and throw them away. Like, if they sit there for so long, then some of them really have the paint off of them, that they will actually call somebody in to scrap them.
Really?
Wow.
So, if you need a plow,
you go there. Buy for the individual to buy anything?
Yeah, state surplus.
State surplus.
And
the longer it sits there, the cheaper it gets. So, you might find something.
But even if you see it with the price, you can ask them and make a deal.
Really? Utah government. Utah surplus.gov.
It's been a long time since I've been to there.
So
we
have
through a lot of stuff.
We have one truck that we bought. Only had $66,000 on it. A snowball truck. So a dump truck.
10 liter. Huh?
10 liter. That's the lowest one I've seen. But
why were they getting rid of it?
It's 20 years old.
Oh.
They go by time.
But 66,000 miles. My God. I put that many miles on my side by side.
Yeah.
You know, in 20 years.
Yeah. You know.
That's, it kind of shows you. I didn't very much work on it.
No, that's a good farm truck, Darren. You should go pick one up.
Yeah.
For a dump. Drive it.
For a dump truck. These motors are good motors.
Yeah.
They're all Cummins for C10 or C12 gas.
Mm-hmm.
And they fire up and they sound great.
Like so you want out of the plow. You know.
Oh, yeah.
But if we're going to add those grants, do we need to meet again, or what will we do?
I don't think so.
Or can we just a phone call? Or?
Well, we're approving them right now, aren't we?
We've approved them, haven't we?
Yeah, we did last meeting, one? I thought.
The last meeting we approved them.
I'll just take them out of the numbers.
So was the number 225602, is that it?
That's not total. I've got another 15 or so in the other account, so. But if you're only going to spend 100, or
that 50,000 we did for fuel the other day.
It's out of this.
It is out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What'd you pay for fuel?
330 something.
That's for rent.
Yeah, but it's 70-30.
Why is it number one?
Number one, no, that was 50-50.
Oh.
That was 50-50. The only reason why we do a high rate like that is for the snow plows, because
yeah,
if it gets down to 20 below, then we're in trouble if our snow plows don't start.
Yeah.
So you finished, Brad?
So the 2022 budget is basically the 2021 budget.
And that's what we've done in the past.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just rubber stamped and then adjusted
based on
what our income is.
Yeah, it's a budget.
There's talk that the income could be a little higher next year.
Really?
Yeah. Out of the basin because they're
minerally
pumping more and
they're
gonna prices build higher.
They're going to raise or build a rail line into the basin.
I've heard them talk about that. I haven't heard that
been
approved yet.
But I don't know where it's coming. Is it coming from Craig's side or are they...
Where's
it coming from?
I thought it was coming from Washington.
Trying to get
it's approved.
It's been approved for a while.
Yeah. Well, they're gonna move on it now, though.
Yeah, I heard there's a lot of talk about it, but I didn't hear anything specific as to that.
I don't know any specifics or anything. But
it was approved when I was a commissioner.
Really? Well, they moved it forward.
In the next phase.
It's ready to. I guess it had a. I don't know. I just caught it on the news this morning.
And that goes into the Wasatch Front.
It's the Uinta Basin.
But the rails are
so
going
I don't
salt.
So
like
I, don't
the old
know
one?
Where, I don't know where. I thought, you know, from Duchesne to Vernal, that probably wouldn't be too bad of a run. But from you start going from Duchesne to Provo, and that's. Of course, you'd go over to Wanship. I don't know what they're going to do. You could.
I don't know either.
But I don't know what rails out of Craig. Because I know they have some big coal mines over there. And if they're shipping coal, then they've got a rail line, so.
That's the opposite direction.
That's the other direction.
Yeah.
That'd be a shorter run. Anyway, so if that goes in, we will get more.
I've heard, but I don't know how much more we're going to end up. With, I don't know.
That'd be nice. Especially if they keep cutting. That's it.
I don't think our budget's going down. If anything, well, it's going up.
Yeah.
According to the article, I just.
Yeah, but they can't take any of our money.
It's going up.
It's going up. Well, I don't know what the percentage is.
Yeah.
It was almost 10%, I think. I don't know. Sherry, I talked to Sherry a while ago. One of the deposits.
They can't take any more.
The general fund, they can't cut our budget. Like they're talking, right? They want to cut the budget 1.6 million or
I don't know.
Yeah.
You mean like the county's budget?
The county budget, right.
Well, isn't that what Wright said? He asked all departments to cut it 10%.
10%.
Well, we can't cut ours.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a great statement by a commissioner, but it's not reality.
Yeah.
You don't understand,
well,
you don't understand,
understand
how it works.
Yeah,
you know?
You don't understand it.
Because it works backwards.
Right.
You know?
Well, look at the inflation.
We're at 6% inflation this year.
Yeah.
And I think Evelyn mentioned something about, well, they did a 3% COLA, but it might need to be 6 because they're doing a salary survey. And I'm just like, who wrote this article?
How does that work? I don't know, that makes sense to me.
I figured that Dean probably wrote or edited that article, and it's choppy. That's why I think it was him. And then I'm like, you know, but then if it was him, then he wouldn't have put as much of Sherry in there.
I don't understand.
I was kind of confused by it. And I had a couple people ask me about it last night, and I'm just like, it's all smoke and mirrors. Commissioners are, Sherry's trying to wake everybody up, and it's not as.
The bottom line is what they borrowed 1.6 or 1.9
from
million
the
to
day.
Cover up the budget.
See, and we did that for a few years when I was a commissioner, and then we got rid of that care center because if we would have kept paying for that care center, we would have used all that money by now. So that saved us $1 million a year, and so that was a tough decision. But IEC was milking us, and we could see, but it took us 2 or 3 years to do that, and in the meantime cost us $1 million every year because Commissioner Cooper didn't want to do it.
So what do you cut though?
But yeah, right now, I don't know what you're looking. I mean, that's what you sit down and look, well, where can we cut? So that's what we did.
Landfill makes its own money, right?
Well, it's, yeah, fee. Right, it's enterprise fund. It's supposed to cover its own
enterprise. The road department gets from the fuel tax, so we don't pull out of general fund. So that's all that leaves you: sheriff's office and recreation, maintenance.
Yeah, and so they always talk about cutting recreation.
It's always usually the first one.
It's one they throw under the bus at first, you know, and
last to get yanked out.
It's on a golf course they throw under the bus at first. But I mean,
that's recreation.
That's the thing. I'd rather have my kid go swimming than golfing.
Then you can raise a fee.
I don't know. You know, there's a lot of young kids using the swimming pool.
Yeah,
and some people would, you know, say get rid of that freaking rodeo. Yeah. You know, and other people will say, no, get rid of the golf course. And
well, anybody that rodeos around Belden, there's a lot of rodeos. You know, a lot of people have horses. So.
Well, do we need to make a motion?
Make a motion that we pass the 2022 budget.
And the 2021?
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah.
We got two. Do I have a second?
Sure.
I'll second.
Go ahead.
Okay. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. One other item of business. End of the year. Time to change chairman. We'll accept nominations for chairman for next year.
No, call it what it is. We'll open up the railroad process.
The railroad is now.
There you go,
So I'll nominate Darren.
And I second.
Have a nomination and a second?
No argument.
Any more discussions?
Any more discussions?
No opposed?
No.
Any more proposals?
No.
Time is closed. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. So next meeting, Mr. Smith will be in charge. Is there any other business we need to do? Okay.
I don't think so.
Take a motion.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
For dinner.
Is there a second?
Perfect.
All in favor say
aye. Am I getting right over there with somebody?